Now, Paddy Moloney was one of Ireland's most renowned musicians. Yesterday, his death was announced at the age of 83. President Michael D. Higgins paid tribute to Paddy Moloney, praising his extraordinary skill as an instrumentalist and crediting him with bringing a greater appreciation of Irish music and culture internationally. Louise Mulcahy, Irish traditional musician and a renowned piper, interviewed Paddy and played a duet with him as part of a documentary titled Manon Abib, which will air on TG Cahir in December. And Louise, I'm delighted to say, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Louise.
Good morning, Agus. Thanks very much for having me on the programme.
Now, we're going to hear from you in the next half hour performing, but we'll just chat with you first for the moment. And only a few short months ago, you had the honour of interviewing Paddy and you did a duet with him as well.
That's right, Angus. Well, I suppose as the nation has chorused over the last 24 hours, we've lost an iconic figure in Irish traditional music. And I treasure the memories that I have with Paddy Moloney only a few short months ago as part of the interview process for the Manon Abib documentary. And on that particular day, we saw a joyous reunion of childhood friends, that being Paddy Moloney, the great Paddy Moloney, and Betty Nevin, a fellow piper who attended piping classes with the great Leo Rousham in Dublin. And we go right back to 1951, to the iconic photograph, which features a line of pipers. We see a very young Paddy Moloney and on the left hand side of the photograph, and a very young Betty Nevin centre photograph. And the interview really documents and discusses those beautiful, precious moments as children in Dublin. They obviously hadn't met in many, many years, and that was a really moving and beautiful reunion. And of course, as part of that, we duetted on the tin whistle one of Paddy's favourite tunes, The Cook in the Kitchen. And again, on that particular day, we saw the iconic figure, the fantastic musician, vivacious, vibrant and exuberant, and we saw that real warmth in his personality, and it really is a moving piece of footage.
And plenty of tributes, as we say, coming in the last day to Paddy Moloney, none more so from President Michael D. Higgins, and he made the point that Paddy Moloney brought his music to a wider audience. And I think if you look at the list of people he's done duets with over the years, there's, I think the joke yesterday was, you have to list off the famous names he hasn't done a duet with, as opposed the ones he has. And he leaves an incredible legacy behind him, doesn't he?
An incredible legacy. I think he's inspirational and inspiring on so many levels, as a musician, as a person, as a performer, and of course as a recording artist, and his work as a producer also. But we see that he elevated the Uilleann pipes to a new audience, and he brought the sound of Ireland, he brought Irish traditional music, arts and culture to a platform, to a global platform around the world, performing in many important and iconic spaces and performance halls. And I think his vivacity and his passion and drive and love for our Irish traditional music, Uilleann piping and collaborations, of course, reverberating around the world in those important spaces.
Indeed. And Louise Mulcahy, for the moment, we'll leave it there. But